Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We're ready for class session 613. We're studying a Sunday school lesson about the Babylonian exile. And we had come to 2 Chronicles chapter 36 and verse 14, where it says, "Moreover, all the chief of the priests and the people trespassed very greatly after all the abominations of the nations, and they polluted the house of Jehovah, which he had hallowed in Jerusalem." And in regarding that, we were reading about some of the things that had been said about those abominations. And we had come to the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 8 and verse 5. And I'll read there and then the rest of the chapter. Where it says is in Ezekiel 8 and verse 5, "Then had said he unto me, Son of man, lift up thine eyes now the way toward the north. So I lifted up mine eyes the way toward the north, and behold, northward of the gate of the altar, this image of jealousy in the entry. And he said unto me, Son of man, seest thou what they do? Even the great abomination that is in the house of Israel do commit here, that I should go afar off from my sanctuary. But thou shalt see again yet other great abominations." Ezekiel chapter 8 and verse 7. "And he brought me to the door of the court. And when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. Then he said to me, Son of man, dig now in the wall. And when I had digged in the wall, behold, a door. And he said unto me, Go in and see the wicked abomination that they do there. So I went in and saw, and behold, every form of creeping things and abominable beast and all of the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall round about. And there stood before them 70 men of the elders of the house of Israel, and in the midst of them stood Jaazaniah, the son of Shaphan, every man with his censer in his hand, and the odor of the cloud of incense went up. Then said he unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen what the elders of the house of Israel do in the dark, every man in his chambers of imagery? For they say, Jehovah seeth us not, Jehovah hath forsaken the land. He said also unto me, Thou shalt see yet other great abominations which they do." Ezekiel 8 and verse 14. "Then he brought me to the door of the gate of Jehovah's house, which was toward the north. And behold, there sat the women weeping for Tammuz. And he said unto me, Hast thou seen this, O son of man? Thou shalt see yet greater abominations than these." In Ezekiel chapter 8 and verse 16, "And he brought me into the inner court of Jehovah's house, and behold, at the door of the temple of Jehovah, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men, with their backs toward the temple of Jehovah, and their faces toward the east, and they were worshiping the sun toward the east. Then he said unto me, Hast thou seen this, O son of man? Is it a light thing in the house of Judah that they commit the abominations which they commit here? For they have filled the land with violence, and have turned again to provoke me to anger. And lo, they put the branch to their nose. Therefore will I also deal in wrath. Mine eye shall not spare, neither will I have pity. And though they cry in mine ears with a loud voice, yet will I not hear them." It is because of these abominations and turning from Jehovah that Jehovah was going to bring this calamity upon them of Babylon and carry the people off into captivity. You want to follow along as we continue in this Sunday school lesson? Turn over to 2 Chronicles chapter 36. We'll begin in just a moment in verse 15. And as you are turning there, I will remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. We need to keep in mind, as we go further into this Sunday school lesson, that Christians are God's temple today. If any man destroyeth the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, and such are ye. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16. A Christian, then, can indulge in no intemperance or lustful practices which will in any way weaken and destroy the body or the mind. Now we read in 2 Chronicles 36 and verse 15. And Jehovah, well, let me read, go ahead and catch us up. I'm going to read verses 11 through 15, where it says, Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah his God. He humbled not himself before Jeremiah the prophet, speaking from the mouth of Jehovah. And he also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who had made him swear by God. But he stiffened his neck and hardened his heart against turning unto Jehovah, the God of Israel. Moreover, all of the chiefs of the priests and the people trespassed very greatly after all the abominations of the nations. And they polluted the house of Jehovah, which he had hallowed in Jerusalem. Now 2 Chronicles 36:15. And Jehovah, the God of their fathers, sent to them by his messengers, rising up early and sending, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. You see that God had sent these messengers. They were the prophets. Jeremiah 25:3, and verse 3 says, from the 13th year of Josiah, the son of Ammon, the king of Judah, even unto this day, these 23 years, the word of Jehovah hath come unto me, and I have spoken unto you, rising up early and speaking, but ye have not hearkened. He also adds that God had thus sent all his prophets. In Jeremiah chapter 25, beginning in verse 4, we read, and Jehovah hath sent unto you all his servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them, but ye have not hearkened, nor inclined your ear to hear, saying, return ye now, every one from his evil way and from the evil of your doings, and dwell in the land that Jehovah hath given unto you and to your fathers from of old, and even forevermore. And go not after other gods, and serve them, and to worship them, and provoke me not to anger with the work of your hands, and I will do you no hurt. Yet ye have not hearkened unto me, saith Jehovah, that ye may provoke me to anger with the work of your hands to your own hurt. Therefore, thus saith Jehovah of hosts, because ye have not heard my words, behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, saith Jehovah, and I will send unto Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and I will bring them against this land, and against the inhabitants thereof, and against all these nations round about, and I will utterly destroy them, and make them an astonishment, and a hissing, and perpetual desolations. Moreover, I will take from them the voice of myrrh, and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, and the sound of the millstones, and the light of the lamp. And this whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. That expression which we so often read among the prophets about them rising up early and sending them is an expression showing God's zeal in persuading the people to repent. This was done because God had compassion on the people and on his dwelling place. God knew to what fearful destruction their sins were hastening them, and in compassion and mercy he continually warned and persuaded them, if by any means he could save them. But God was mocked. We read in 2 Chronicles 36 and verse 16, "But they mocked the messengers of God, and despised his words, and scoffed at his prophets, until the wrath of Jehovah arose against his people, till there was no remedy." You might remember that they killed Uriah, and beat and imprisoned and sought to kill Jeremiah in Jeremiah 26. And Hezekiah's effort to reform the 10 tribes as well as Judah and Benjamin, they laughed his messengers to scorn and mocked them, 2 Chronicles 30 and verse 10. And they despised his words. In forbearance and mercy, God sought the peace and good of the people, but they refused to obey his words. To refuse to obey God now is to despise his words. We read in the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, beginning in verse 24. "Because I have called, and ye have refused. I have stretched out my hand, and no man hath regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. And I also will laugh in the day of your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as a storm, and calamity cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then will they call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they shall not find me, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of Jehovah. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the backsliding of the simple shall slay them, and the careless ease of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell securely, and shall be quiet without fear of evil." Instead of heeding God's words delivered through his prophets, the people scoffed at his prophets. Many despise and scoff at the word of God today. All who do not repent and obey God today despise the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering. On the contrary, just as the Jews did, after their hardness and impenitent hearts, they treasure up for themselves wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. And so the people would sin until there was no remedy. We read, until the wrath of Jehovah rose against his people, till there was no remedy. Ezra chapter 5 and verse 12 says, "But after," and the margin says "because," "but because that our fathers had provoked the God of heaven unto wrath, he gave them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, the Chaldean, who had destroyed this house and carried the people away into captivity." God is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness and truth, keeping loving kindness for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, upon the children's children, upon the third and fourth generation. Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 through 7. In the case of the downfall of Judah and the destruction of Jerusalem, we have seen how the sins of Manasseh were visited on his children's children, and yet it was because his children and grandchildren walked in his ways and would not repent and obey God. A disease passes the crisis and becomes incurable, and so do the sons of Judah. Therefore, because they sinned beyond remedy, and because of the forbearance and mercy and abundance of God, failed upon them, he brought them to the king of the Chaldeans.